Praise the Lord. Love Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Ooh. Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power. There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know what it is to break every chain. Break every chain. Come on, say it.
Break every chain.
There's an all.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
Us, all I ask you to do is give God a chance
Give him a chance to show you how powerful he is. Give him a chance to show you how much he loves you. Give him a chance to prove to you that all power is in his hand. You know God is an awesome God. He is a miracle-working God. He still is the specialist. God specializes. Amen. God specializes in things we deem impossible. Because guess what? He is the creator of all mankind. Everything in the universe, it exists because of our God. Everything in the universe, it exists because of the power that he have given to us. Ah, God is an awesome God. Woo, Lord, and if I was able to sing that song, I would sing it like Tasha Carr. There is power in the name of Jesus, and all you have to do is believe it. That's all he requires of us. He said, if you have faith as the grain of a mustard seed, you can say to the mountain, to be thou removed. You know, we've been recapping all week, and I just was sitting here thinking about how God has moved on our behalf even this week. Sister Ruby started it out. She came out the gate, and she told us some powerful things about, is there anything too hard for God? But the most memorable one that stayed in my mind this week, Sister Ruby, was how God used Gideon. And I keep going back to that, and I don't know why, but God is trying to encourage somebody and let them know that if he is with you, you don't have no need to fear. You have no need to fret. You have no need to worry. Because when you have God on your side, you have everything that you have need of. And I keep going back to that, how God used Gideon and had those 300 men out of 30-some more thousand to deliver his people. It don't take God all day. It don't take no mass of people, but truly he want to save the masses. But we know all the masses is not going to be saved. And as I begin to just even think about that today, you know God is going to do the separating. All we need to do is live holy. All we need to do is continue to put all of our faith in our Lord and Savior. All we need to do is keep looking to the hill from whence cometh our help. Oh, we're going to have a good time today. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God that he's back in his hometown. He's back in his church. Hallelujah. He's back in position. We've been praying for him, and we all know that he lost a sister. Hallelujah. And we've been praying for this man of God. But I tell you one thing about the Lord. God honors faithfulness. He honors commitment. He honors loyalty. You have to be faithful to God, not to man, but to God. And how will you become faithful to God? By staying on your watch. But no matter what comes, no matter what it looks like, stay focused, stay on your watch, and God will bring you out. So we're just happy to have Pastor E back with us today for Provoke Fridays, and we all get something out of Provoke Friday. I don't think nobody that tune in to this broadcast on Friday walk away disappointed, walk away not believing that they can do all things through Christ who strengthened them. Oh, I feel this thing today. Hallelujah. If he haven't done anything for you, just stay tuned as the man of God come forth. Amen. We're going to go on and open up with the word of prayer. Amen. We're going to call on our co-host, Sister Ruby, to open up with the word of prayer. And then I have an announcement, and we're going to get and turn this, the rest of the remainder of the broadcast over to the man of God that conducts and preaches and teaches and inspires us, amen, to go forth in our calling. That's none other than Pastor Edward Hamilton of Provoke the Purpose Ministries in Houston, Texas. So, Sister Ruby, would you open up with us? And we thank God again for Sister Ruby, our co-host, and we just thank her for the wonderful job that she's doing. I'm going to ask her to open up with the word of prayer. I'll give you announcements, and then you'll be into the hands of our life coach and pastor. Amen. Sister Ruby, God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have kept us all week long. Oh, matter of fact, 19 months on this broadcast, and you have not disappointed us. You have sent a rhema each and every time they come forth, whether it's the bishops, the preachers, the teachers, the listeners, hallelujah, the ones that are calling in that you use at time to time, Lord Jesus. You're so marvelous and wonderful, and we love you this morning. And if I said or done anything in my thinking, Lord, I repent, because we don't want anything to be hindered from that holy word of God that you send down from your throne room of heaven into this broadcast, New Beginning, New Destiny Ministry. And you know you titled it, A Time of Reflection. Hallelujah. We can sit back and reflect on you, Jesus, because you never failed us yet. You're always there. Hallelujah. You're always there, and you answer. You say you're there whether we want it or not. You have to call you in order to receive what you have for you. You have to be faithful to the call. You have to be led of God. Hallelujah. We thank you that you find the time, that you care so much about us, that you brought us out of sin and shame. Hallelujah. And you into your royal family of baptized believers in Jesus Christ and your precious people out there in all the world. Because you said all souls are yours. I can't not say that enough. You said all souls are yours. Hallelujah. And that you know Hallelujah. That anybody is in and shame, all they have to do is repent and call on you. And you say you will show them great and mighty things that they know not of, that you will lead them and guide them unto your kingdom, to your royal family. And you know what's so important, Lord Jesus? We just thank you because you choose us. Hallelujah. It's not like a regular family that the mother... the brothers, the first one born, the sisters, the this and that, and they call the a nucleus of family. But, Lord Jesus, you chooses us from the east, the south, the north, and the west. Hallelujah. From all over this continent that you choose us to be in your royal family. And we thank you for it. You choose us to walk in holiness and read your holy word. And you say, Lord Jesus, if you need anything, just call on you. And you say, all you have to do is repent for your sins. You said that you're married to the backslider today. You said it every day, but we're going to say it again today, that you are married to the backslider. All they have to do is call out and repent. Hallelujah. What an awesome God you are. Hallelujah. It's so appropriate to say, is anything too hard for you today? Anything too hard for you 2,000 years? Anything too hard for you? I know not none. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We just ask you to bless Pastor Hamilton as he, what we know he's blessed, because you have put the anointing on him and this word. Hallelujah. Yes. We ask you to bless his family, a bereavement family, Lord Jesus, and thank you for taking him down safe and bringing him back and allow him to witness and get the heart of Jesus as he was going through his bereavement. Oh, what a joy that was. Hallelujah, that even though he was going through his bereavement, they're going into Los Angeles to bury his sister. Lord Jesus, you gave him opportunity to preach that word in the airport. How many have you done that? Hallelujah. We do get a both seat. We thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus, for the man of God that all he wants to do is win souls and do your will and live a holy life and righteous life, as you said, that you may exalt him in due season. Not him, but you. We thank you for Evangelist Bernard and the founder and the host of this broadcast. The Lord gave her the vision a while ago, but listen, anything God give you, he said, write it down, because it shall come to pass. And
it
then after a while, 3 or 5 years later, he gave her this broadcast as New Destiny Ministries and a time of reflection. And I feel like that time of reflection, Lord Jesus, is for us to examine ourselves. This 19 months we've been on here. Have you proven yourself to us? Have you done things when we called out for different situations, whether it's rent, home, cars, Lord Jesus, our children, hallelujah, our husbands, our mothers, our fathers, everything. Lord Jesus, you haven't failed us now.
Thank
and you
Lord
can't
Jesus.
Fail us, hallelujah. And we love you, we praise you, and we thank you for the souls that you're bringing to this broadcast. And we don't see them, but you know how you say? We connect by our hearts. It's about a heart situation.
Hallelujah.
And you seek and want to save the lost. And we thank you for this broadcast, that we can go forth and witness all over the world, not only in the United States, all over the continents, Africa, Asia, all over the world. Hallelujah. We don't even know where it is going, but we thank you that you allowed us to be a part of this broadcast today. We love you. We give give you the glory. We give you all the praise. All the praise belong to you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 God bless you, Sister Louie. We thank God for that awesome prayer. And we just want to celebrate today and give a shout out to our faithful sister that supports this broadcast and been with us from inception. And that's none other than Sister T. We'd like to tell her happy birthday today. I wish I was able to sing, but I can't. So we just want to celebrate her today and just let her to know that we are wishing her a beautiful and fantabulous day. In Jesus' name, happy birthday, Sister T. Amen. And she's on this line as often as she can be, supporting this ministry and hearing the word of the Lord. So we thank God for her. So with no further ado, we'd like to get it back into the hands of our moderator for today, our life coach and pastor. That's none other than Pastor Edward Hamilton of Provoke to Purpose Ministries. God bless you, man of God. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. There he is. Amen. God
okay,
bless
amen,
you.
Amen, amen. Well, you know, Evangelist Bernard, I was trying to help you out when you said you wish you could sing. So we can sing to Sister T, but I was muted out. So we're going to go back a little bit, and we're going to say from the Lord, Sister T, that we love you, we appreciate you, and we want you to have a joyous day today and just make this the best day of your now. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Celebrate Jesus for you. We just thank God that he has blessed you another year to make it through. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, hello, family. Everyone that is on this broadcast and that who's not on this broadcast that may listen to the archives later, we want you to know that you are loved. You are appreciated. You are highly esteemed and favored in the name of Jesus, and we mean that from our hearts, and we totally, truly appreciate you. Evangelist Bernard and my whole family here, I thank you guys for your support and your prayers and just your caring about me as a person, not just as a ministry friend, but just as a person. I appreciate you, and I truly thank God for you. But he definitely moved this week. And no matter what happened, he got all the honor, all the glory, and all the power was to him. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Well, wow, it's good to be back. I heard you say back home. That's where I just came from. And it's usually, I don't know if anyone who does not leave in, who doesn't live in your home state, but whenever you go back, that is the hardest thing to do, is to leave. And especially when you have some of your children there and close family members, that is the hardest thing to do. And especially when you get all the prophecies that you should be here and God is calling you back, and that's a strain in itself. So I thank God to be back in my hub right now, and I am a very appreciative to Him and everything He's done. But Heavenly Father God, as we come before you this afternoon, Heavenly Father God, we just release it all, Lord Jesus. Anything that may be in a bondage or a bottleneck towards us going forward, Heavenly Father God, we release it together right now, Heavenly Father God. All the pain, all the worries, all the circumstances, all the bills, all the jobs, all the children, all, everything that can hinder us from receiving your word today, Lord, we release it and ask you to just increase right now, Lord Jesus. Less of us and more of you. Less of us and more of you, Heavenly Father God. We pray right now, Lord, that as we decrease, that you'll increase. That not our words be spoken, but your words. Not our thoughts be thought, but your thoughts, Heavenly Father God. Not our will, but your will be done here on earth as it already is in heaven. Lord, so move, Jesus. Move in a mighty way, Heavenly Father God. Step us up to the game, Heavenly Father God. Elevate us up higher, Heavenly Father God, that as we went farther, as we went as far to expound on how things are not impossible for you, Heavenly Father God, we ask that you push us, Lord, that there's nothing that's impossible for us when we stay in line with your word, when we stay in your zone, Heavenly Father God, when we stay in the obedience of your word, that, Lord, there's nothing we can't do, there's no one who can come against us, there's no weapon formed against us that shall prosper when we stay in line with your word, Lord. So, Lord, just show us today in a mighty way, Lord, just how powerful you are. Lord, today show us in a mighty way just how miraculous you are, Heavenly Father God. Show us today, Heavenly Father God, that there's nothing we can fathom in our mind that is impossible for you. So we give it to you today, Lord. We worship you, we praise you, and we honor you in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Wow, this is a powerful subject. You know, I saw it on the text Monday, and I was like, that must be a typo. And then I talked to the evangelist today, and she said, that's just I'm in agreement that is a powerful, that's a lot of word to go through, because we as men and women and children of God, it is impossible for us to even explain how powerful God is. We can't really even fathom in our own psyche, in our own physicalness, how wonderful God is. And so the Lord was showing me today, and I heard this, it was confirmation, because then, Sister Ruby spoke on him using Gideon. And that touched the evangelist's heart, and then as she was speaking that, God confirmed to me that to ask the question, can he use you? Is he so powerful? Is he so awesome that you're willing to step your game up and be impossible for him? Are we willing today to step out of Provoke Fridays as ambassadors of impossibility? Are you willing to be an ambassador of impossibility? So I go to the Word first thing, and this is one of my favorite chapters, and we're gonna read a synopsis of Genesis, but it begins in John 1, and we're gonna go all the way to the fifth verse, and then we're gonna go from there just to expound on some things, just to confirm to our realities just how powerful God is. Now we have to set some standards. We have to get some things on the table first, and we're going to get those things out there. So as we go forward to now stepping out as ambassadors of impossibilities, we have to be guarded up, and we have to be strengthened up with all of the knowledge that we can have to go out and be productive. just for necessity, because we need to pay a light bill, or because we need to pay our rent, or because we have to eat. And that's not really the place you want to be. That's not really your calling. That's not really, you know, but we'll do anything to survive. But are we willing to do anything for God to survive? You know, our job is to establish the kingdom of heaven here on earth, that people can see the true goodness of God. So in John 1, it begins, and it says, in the beginning. Okay, now, so right there, and remember I told you, whenever you get the little breaks, we got to stop a little bit and take our time and look deep into this, but we have to understand that in the beginning, this is the standard that God set forth. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Wow. All in three entities. The Word, there was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Woo, Jesus. That's all I can say up there right there, Jesus. He was with him from the beginning. That's how powerful that God, that's how things are so, there's nothing impossible because Jesus was there from the beginning. We think that this may have just been created as things went along. God already had this thing planned. It was already figured out. That because the Word says that Jesus was with God, was for God, and was the Word. Well, let me back up. That he was the Word, I recognize that as Jesus, and the Word was, Jesus was with God, and the Word was God. That's powerful enough right there to say that, look at, 2,000 years later, he came, but he was already there from the beginning. Then in verse 3 it says, now watch this. That first word is very prolific. And if you can just say it out, say it in your spirit with me. It says all. That word all should eliminate any doubt, any question, or anything that could come against you as an opposition to say that, no, maybe not, maybe yes. Because the word says all things, not some things, not the club down on the corner. You know, some of us look at the world, and we see how the world is taken from the body of Christ and has now created these things in the world to be for their good. But it was all created because it says all things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Now, watch him for. It says in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. See, we as believers, we sometimes can't see him because, you know, we may be entering into a little darkness in our lives. We may be allowing certain things into our lives that question on whether all things. Remember, this is the point I'm really trying to make here in verse 3. There was nothing that you see before you that was not created by God. If you're a believer of this word, because, you know, we sometimes think that that Microsoft does it all, or IBM does it all, or Procter & Gamble, or Kraft, or we think all these companies are the ones. If the word says, if you believe in the word that I'm reading today, this word says all things were created.
Mm-hmm.
Let's read it again. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. So we have to set the standard right now that when we believe in a God who has no impossibles, he has all possibilities in him, we have to understand that everything you see before you today was made by him. If you don't believe that, because you don't walk on that, and you don't stand on that point right there. See, there's a question I may have to ask after that, because when we can't trust God and his word, because his word will not return to him void, and he will not lie, all things were made through him. Let's get the standard set up right away that if it's in this world, if it's out of this world, if it's wherever it is, there was nothing made without God. That's how powerful of God we serve. That is the God of impossibilities. That is the God who, when you believe today that all things, even the fan on your floor, the trash can against the wall, everything that was created by God. Now, some critics would say, well, God doesn't have time to do that. No, that's where God gives the vision, and I heard it say earlier that the vision must be written and made plain.
Mm-hmm.
God gives us the visions and the dreams and the ideas to go forth and to develop the creations of God. Just because the enemy has taken it and used it for his bad does not mean we can't take it back and make it for God's good. That's what take it back is all about, taking it back. See, we want to take it back, all the greatness and things that God has created. But if you don't believe it today, that all things, say it with me one more time, all things.
All things.
All things were made through him and without him. That means if God was not in the equation, there was nothing made. I need to slow down there because that is a very, very important part. There's nothing that's going on God has not had his hand in. That's how powerful God is. Now, so then the question may be, okay, all things were made by him, through him, and without him, nothing was made. So then that would tell me that now there must be an understanding here that I have to get up to understand that if I believe all things were made by him, then I can do all things. I can conquer all things. There's nothing too great for me to handle because I believe in a God who has no impossibilities. No impossibilities. Now, let's go over to, I'm going to flip around through some scriptures right now because I want to just solidify what the word is saying about God being all God is by himself. Go to Colossians 1. Here's another confirming scripture to John 1 and 3. It says in the 16th verse of Colossians 1, it says, for by him, there's that word again, all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. Here it goes again. All things were created through him and for him. That strengthens my faith right there because now I can trust John 1 a little bit more because here's some confirmation. All things. You may have, when I said all things, thought all things here on earth. But Colossians tells us that for by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth. The visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. Here we go again. All things were created through him and for him. God has not let this thing go down for somebody else's good. He has put the things into place to exemplify to us that he is all-powerful, that he is almighty, and that there's nothing that he cannot do. See, our faith, I believe, in this lesson that we're going through has to be elevated. We have to look at the word from the principal standpoint again and allow ourselves to... Hello? 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 Hello?
Pastor?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes? Yes?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
It was somebody came in with a call or something, so go ahead. Sorry about that.
Hey, That's okay. Hey, are we back on?
Yeah, go ahead. I just see my...
Okay, amen. So as I was in, we were at Colossians 1 and 1 and 16, and we were just clarifying that For by him, meaning God, all things, not some things, but all things were created that are in heaven and are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things created through him and for him. Now, glory to God, that tells me that I can trust that there's nothing. If he made it all, then he can continue to make it all. There's nothing that is, there's nothing that hinders what God can do. But here we go to where this is where we want to go today. We see all the things of how great God is. We see all the stories and all the testimonies and all the things that God has done. And that's a good thing, and I'm excited. But for us, for those of us that are sick and tired of being sick and tired, for us to now step into the ambassadorship of his impossibilities, because there are no impossibilities through Christ, we have to step out with the authority to now represent Christ with the same impossibilities. So, we want to get ourselves prepared to step our game up. We want to go a little bit higher. And today we're going to look at the Word of God and how it will show us how this dimensional world that we live in has been set up for us to become conquerors and not failures, for us to become warriors and not running away with our tails between our legs. Ephesians 3. Now, I hope everybody that may just came in and those that are here, we have already established that all things, if we're going to trust the word, all things were created by God through him for his good purpose, not ours or anybody else's. So we see that the word has proven that there's nothing God hasn't done. We accept today that God is the God with no impossibilities. But today we want to step our game up and go up a little bit higher. And we want to get ourselves prepared to do what God says. We want to exercise our authority of children of God on earth, acting as if we were in heaven. Now, in Ephesians, I want to explain here that as we go into Ephesians 3, we are going to establish the Word of God showing us this dimensional world that we live in, that we are to be prepared to be warriors, to take the war to the enemy. But the only way we can win a war is knowing that we have someone on our side, that there's nothing too hard for him to conquer. But for us to step our game up, we have to now become the warriors that there's nothing that can conquer us. God has given us the power in us. He has given us the impartation of the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. And we talked about that last week, is that when we get him on the inside and not on the outside, now we can see the power of God working not on us but through us. It must be the power in me, not the power on me. Now, Ephesians 3, beginning at the 16th verse, it reads, now let's go back up to 14, just to make it simple. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. Where? The inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend. Comprehend means to understand. With all the saints, what is the width and the length, and the depth, and the height. to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, when? Now, to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works where? In us. To him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus through all the ages, world without end. Now look right there. First of all, Paul gives all honor by bowing his knees to the Lord. Because, you know, a lot of times when we're doing things, we do things and we make it a little bit out of context. And it looks like what we're doing. But Paul was very simple to now make a bold statement to say, for this reason, because it's not about me, it's about him, I bow my knees to the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, down in 16, it says that he wanted him to grant you some things, according not to his glory, but to the riches and glory, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with the might through his Spirit in the inner man. See, this power, this impossible God that we serve is supposed to be transferred from him to us. So the word is telling me that when I get it in my spirit and get it into my senses and get it into my belief system that God is all-powerful, he is omnipotent, omnipresent, and everything else, that now he can be in me. And it's not so much of the things around me anymore, because now it's the power that works in me. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Now, we established last week that your spiritual heart is your mind. Remember we said that we must have this mind in us, which was also in Christ Jesus? When we said in Romans 12:2 that we should not be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind. See, Paul was here also willing to teach us that it's a mind thing. This is the thing that we got to take to a level in our thinking. We have to fight the battle. We have to go to war in our minds. This is a constant struggle. And this is one of the principles that we teach here at Provoke to Purpose, is about the brain. It's about how the brain functions and how the brain wars against two different factions. You have the conscious and you have the subconscious. We teach this principle because we have to understand that the mind is so powerful that with it, we can do whatever God says when it's in line with God. But if it's in line with the world, you know, because the world would not distinguish being not conformed to the world, because that would tell you it's two sides. So as we step our game up and be willing to be ambassadors for Christ, that we walk with, that there are no impossibilities for Christ, that everything we do it knowing it's already done. That everything we say it because it came from him, and we know it's already been said. We do it because we can be victorious because we've already won the battle. But it has to begin in our minds. So it says that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, see, that was personal. Yes, we have group Bible studies, and we have group prayer services, and we have group fellowships, but here, the word is saying that you, see, you got to take this personal today. You cannot any longer, and I know I'll be stepping on some toes, but you cannot any longer be riding on your homegirl's anointing no more. You can no longer be riding on your homeboy's ministry. You can no longer, you know, you say, you know, some people say, I made it because of a praying grandma. You can no longer depend on your praying grandmother. It is time for you. Now, I hope you got your personal little mirror out there, because you should be looking right at yourself right now and pointing your finger saying, it's about you. This lesson, this teaching, this going higher has to be embraced as a personal declaration. You, who he's talking to. You are the one he's calling. You are the one that he's putting that shiny light on you right now. You know, and in the hood, they say, threw you under the bus. It's you that's under the bus right now. Because God is saying that you being rooted and grounded in love. See, when you get Christ in you and he dwells in your heart and now your thinking becomes Christ-like, your talking becomes Christ-like, your actions become Christ-like, because remember in Deuteronomy 28, we heard it, we saw it, and then we could do it. See, because now it's him in us. That's the impossible power. The omnipotent power of God, where? In you. The story can be told, family. The story can be told. And it can be very comforting. But the place that it should be living is in you. And not only just living in you, but rooted. That word rooted, you know, a tree, you know, those big oak trees or those big, especially down south, those pecan trees. I mean, my aunt has a pecan tree that is humongous in her yard. And I don't care how many of those thunderstorms come through. I don't care how many. And I've been down there 30, 40 years back and forth visiting in summer. And I don't care how many times you see a tore-up house or tore-up building, that same tree, because it's rooted and grounded, still stays there. See, when you get Christ in us, and when we take it as a personal declaration that no longer, hey, my sister, I appreciate everything you've done for me, but I'm going to start praying for you now. Or my brother, I'm so glad you've done it, man, but you know what? Now it's time for me to sow back into you. Because we have to elevate our game and we have to get out of dormancy. That's what the omnipotent power of God is. It says that, okay, we recognize it because the word said that all things were made by him, that all things were created for him. We got that out the way already. There's not a doubt or a question anymore. We know how powerful God is. But now when you get him in you, shouldn't you have the same power? When he gets in us, shouldn't we still have the same faith? When he's in us, shouldn't we have the same determination to go on and on and go forward and forward and do what he says for us to do? It's great to talk about how there's nothing impossible for God. But when we get him in us, there's nothing impossible for us when he's in us. And I have to be very clear there because a lot of people, you know, we want to add and take away and put all this in it. I have to be very clear here that it's only through him being in you. And look, and it says right there that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith that you being, see, you had to do something first. Being means you already got there. It's a being rooted and grounded in love. What is love? We talked about that weeks ago. God is love. So we have to be rooted. So when the storms come, we don't blow away. So when the trouble comes, we don't relapse. So when you know, the X comes back around, that we don't fall back into the same stuff that we already been back in. Because we've already been rooted and grounded. See, we have to be rooted and grounded in God through love. It has to be established. Then Christ may dwell in your heart. Here, let's read it again. Maybe it's me. But here, this is what it says. It says that Christ may. That means it can happen. That he may dwell in your hearts through faith that you. Here, now watch, stop, there's another comma. It says that you, Paul just put us all under the bus, that you be rooted, meaning I must be rooted and I must be grounded in love. We got to be like those old pecan trees, those old pine trees. We got to be just like those trees that won't go nowhere. But the first sign of trouble that comes around, we crumble, we hide, we don't want to, you know, we quit. If we're serving a God who there's no impossibilities, by us being rooted and grounded in Him, you know, we still stand when it doesn't look like standing. We still go forward when it just don't feel good. We still pay our tithes when we don't have the money. Because we are rooted and grounded in the things of God. Well, Pastor, I had to pay my light bill. Yes, you had to pay your light bill. But you should pay. Whew, should I say? If we would have paid our bills off the top, and our number one bill is God, there will be no problem about lights. There will be no problem about car notes. There will be no problem about rent, a mortgage, insurance, or anything else. But somewhere along the line, we've gotten to construe that we put other things first because we're rooted and grounded in our electricity bill. Or we're rooted and grounded in whether my car will start. We're rooted and grounded in the things I like to have. But when we get rooted and grounded in God, in love, then Christ may and will dwell in me. That now when I give of myself my first fruits, when I give myself off the top, everything else is taken care of. See, there has to be a transformation of positioning. The way we used to do it, we can't do it anymore. There has to be a complete change. We can't just take one lesson, family, and expect things to get better. We can't just do one extreme. Let me say that again. We can't do just one extreme and think it's over. Because when we get rooted, this is the word, and grounded in love, then, now watch this. Hear that word again, may. See, these are all, Paul is setting us up for what can happen if we do what God says do. That you, now it says, may be able to comprehend, understand with all the saints. Remember we said last week, God is no respecter of person. I can't see the word any differently than you can see it. Or I don't get a different revelation than you can. Now, because of my commitment and my ability to stay rooted and grounded in Him, yes, my understanding, because now my understanding is Him, because it's Him in me. It's Him in you. See, this powerful God that we're talking about, this omnipotent God that we keep proclaiming, if He's in you, then so are you. But we have to start to operate that way. So now, that when we become rooted and grounded in love, we may be able to comprehend with all the saints which what is the width, length, and depth, and height. Stop right there. Everything in this world, I don't care if it's a pen, a piece of paper, a battery packet, a shirt, a suit, a bat, whatever is in this world are made of those four dimensionals. There's nothing that's created without how high, how wide, how long, and how deep. Look, go back to some of our geometry majors. Go back to it. Look at it. Every equation was put together by length, width, depth, and height. So now we can understand that Paul is telling us that when we get Christ dwelling in us, the power of God in me, that now as I am rooted and grounded in God, because, see, when you get rooted and grounded in Him, that's when the power comes and lives on the inside. That's when it's already done. That's when in and fight knowing we're not going to lose. Now, so if he wants us to comprehend, if he wants us to understand with all the saints, that means that the saints before, the saints now, and everybody else have understood that it begins with the width, the length, and the depth and height. If everything is in this third dimensional world is made by length, width, depth, and height, we have to understand it. And we have to understand it to such a capacity that it is done by God. We know God did it. That's how he designs. That's how he creates. That's how he allows us to visionize and to birth and to dream. But for us to now walk with the power of him in us, we got to get some understanding about us. We got to get some understanding, first of all, that anything you see in this world, whether it's long, wide, high, or tall, it was made by God. Get that understanding in you right now. Then it says in 19, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. See, when you love God, that means you stay in his word. When you know God is all-powerful, you want more of him. Remember what he said, you. Now, we're talking to each other personally. This is helping me today, too, family. Because, you know, I'll be honest here. This is a little testimony. Sometimes we get off of us. Come on, pastors and evangelists and all the leaders that are in the house. Sometimes we get off of us because we want to do to help so many other people. We want to do to assist and we want to see change in other people. But we got to continue to take ourselves back and remember it's about you, because you can't do what he said do if the power is not in you. And it does not dwell in you, and it does not stay strong in you, because we can sometimes get off base by doing so much out there in the communities and doing so much around the world and around us that we get off of the number one person that we need to deal with, and that's us. We have to keep this power of him strong in us. We have to keep it consistent. We have to keep it ongoing. We cannot let it falter. Now, 19, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with but all. See, he's not just trying to give you a little of him. Remember, we're talking about you. I'm talking about me. He's not just trying to give us a little of him. He wants to give us all of him, that you may be filled with all the what? Fullness of God. And you can't see, when I read stuff like that, you can't tell me that, I'm just a sinner. I'm just saved by grace. No! When he comes in you, and that omnipotent power, ooh, Jesus, is all in you, coming out of you, oozing all over people, there's nothing. There is nothing that you cannot handle. There is nothing that you can't go up against. Because it's not you, but it's the fullness of God. I know the question may come. Man, I can't get it like that. Yes, you can. I try. Yeah, well, you didn't try hard enough. And when you become rooted, when we become rooted, excuse me, and grounded in God, now the journey begins. Now we can step it up and go higher. But the number one step is, we already got that out the way, we established just how powerful God is. We can throw that one on the wall and just let it already be done. That's established. God is all that and a bag of Dorito chips.
Yeah.
God is all that and a coffee. God is all. God, let's just get that out the way. We don't have to deal with that. God is. But now that we understand that, we have to now go through some work and some trials and some things that we got to get ourselves rooted and grounded in God. Then we have to understand that this span, the width, the length, the depth, and the height. He wants us to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. See, when we love God, he will continue to download his information into us. It's a barter and trade relationship. As you give to him, he gives you to you. And if you can just take your arms and go back and forward, and he's one arm and you're the other, you just keep on those arms back and forth. It's like a piston in a motor. And as long as you got some fuel in that motor, which is the Holy Ghost, guess what? You're giving, he's giving. You're giving, he's giving. There's never a take, take, take. It's always a give, give, give. And God can do that. Now watch this. So, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, to him, see, he gave us instructions. But here he started out humbling himself to let it be known, this is not me. So I'm going to bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then he goes in number 20 and he says, when? Right now, to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly. Those are two prolific words, exceedingly. That's just over the top. Abundantly. That's unsurpassed. You can't get it all. To do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think.
Yes.
Here, let's get that established too. There's nothing you can come up with that God has not already done. I know parents, you go through this when you're raising your children. Our kids always think they're getting over on us. And the first thing we always come back to them and say, you know what, son? Everything you're doing, I've done already.
They
just don't get it. I mean, who can testify in the house today? I don't care how many times they get in trouble. You can show them. You can show them all your little bad reports and all the stuff you did over your life. But they never accept it as truth that when you tell them, son, if you go down that street, you turn left and you get in that car with the boys, you're going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you know, Dad? Because when I was 16, I did the same thing. I didn't listen to my daddy. I went down the street. I turned left. I got in the car and I went to jail. Oh, Dad, I'm Dad. I'm different. Oh, Dad, it ain't gonna happen to me. See, we do God the same way.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that you can think or ask that God has not already created. So don't think you're coming up with a new scheme or a new vision or a new dream or a new ministry or anything that's on you, because it's not. It's about the power that lives in us. That's how we get the godly dreams, the godly visions, so we can do the godly work. But let's win right now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. See, the word keeps showing us that power. Woo, Jesus. That power was made to come in us. That power was created by God that we can now have a part of him in us. So we want to understand. Now we're getting ready to go to the other level. Now, when we're in this third dimension, and I've looked at the Word of God and I've really searched it, and God has shown me that we are dwelling in a five-dimensional world. The first section is the third dimension, which we live in, which everything is made of, length, width, depth, and height. But for us to be conquerors here, it must become Christ in us. Now watch this. This is the standard here that when we've already established, first we understood that God's done it all. Secondly, we've come to understand that it's up to us personally to embrace this thing as truth. And to get what? Rooted and grounded in God. We must be able to stand and at all that comes against us, we must still be able to stand. But it's not what we can do, it's not what other folks can do, but it's what God can do through us, because he what? Dwells in us. Now, that's a power. That's a transference of power. There it is again. Here, let's just read it again in 20. When? Now. So don't think it's going to take 5 or 10 years. The word right there says, when? Now. Now. 0 to 5 seconds. To him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. According. See, God is nothing, has no power, if the power in us is weak. Because now we represent a weak God. And that's why people keep on running around talking about, yeah, there are things impossible for God. Oh, yeah, well, we serve this God. We do this. And they have all these different religions, all these different things, because we have not come strong enough to stand on the word that it is him who does exceedingly abundantly because of the power that works in us. See, if the power is not in us, your testimony won't have any strength. If the power is not in us, then your ministry will just be a ministry. If the power is not in us, we cannot change because we haven't changed. But it must be according to the power that works in us. Now, how does it work in us, Pastor E? How do I get this thing going? Well, we have to establish our zone. Woo, Jesus. We have to establish the place that is just for me and God. Yes, you must establish the place that is just for you and God. Because remember, this is about you. This is about me. This is personal. Yes, we want to help, and I want to keep this clear here, is that yes, we want to continue to do ministry. Yes, we want to keep doing what God tells us to do, but we must do it effectively and stop playing church. We have to go to another level and say, okay, I know that it is him that's in me that guides me, leads me, and directs me. I know that it is God in me. Remember, we talked about this about a month or two ago about no options. Remember that? See, no options comes from being rooted and grounded in God. That means when the old way comes, there's no way I'm going to be shaken. When the old girl comes, I'm not going to go back to it. See, because I'm rooted and grounded in God, he now dwells in my heart, my mind. So everything I think God. Oh, Pastor Hamilton, how do you have a relationship? Well, yes, you do, because if you don't know how to love, look, if you don't have a love relationship with God, I doubt you'll be able to really love somebody else. That's a freebie there. So, yes, I do believe I can be romantic. I can be everything that a woman may need out of me, but it only comes by me knowing how to love God. I must be rooted and grounded in him, or I know nothing. I know how to do nothing. I won't know the right words to say. I won't know how to say something that most people get mad at and understand that it will be taken in love because I'm saying it by him. So here, 5 steps that I'm going to give you today that will show us how to exercise the power that is in us. 5 steps to exercise the authority and the power that is in us, because what? We are grounded. We are rooted. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I don't think the way I used to think anymore, because the power in me and the ability for me to be grounded and rooted in God, now I have all understanding. Now I have all comprehension. Now I know how to go forward and let the power in me, the omnipotent God that I serve, come to dwell in me and see his omnipotent power work through me. Number one, 5 steps for exercising your authority. Number one, in Jesus' name. This is the first step. Mark 16:17. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, I'm helping me today. Mark 16:17. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and they will drink anything deadly. It will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. But it's only in the name of Jesus.
Come on.
You can only exercise the power in you through the name of Jesus. That's number one. Mark 16:17. Let's read that one again. Oh, Jesus. As a matter of fact, let's go back to 15. And he said to them, now, I didn't want to go there because I didn't want to make this a new declaration to a lot of people out there, because that's what Provoke is doing right now. Is we're going from hood to hood, city to city, wherever he's sending us, because this is the command that came from Jesus. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. When you be preaching that fly on the wall, don't think you're preaching to just nobody. When you're preaching there, you know, hey, I know I lived in a house with roaches before, so I ain't put nobody in the bus. I have not always been in I grew up in Compton. And even though my mother had a clean house, we had roaches coming in there, and she kept bleaching all that stuff around. We still got them. So that roach I was preaching to,
that
wasn't a boy, because it says preach the gospel to every creature. If your dog is the only one listening to your word, keep preaching. Don't be discouraged. Your time will come. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. These signs will follow those who believe.
Come on.
In my name. Look at that. In my name. See, you got to believe, baby. You got to believe that God is all that. See, we family have to believe. We have to stop doubting. We have to stop falling. We have to believe. We believe so much on the world. The world could tell us that, you know, because of this, sir, yes, we'll have that done by you tomorrow. We'll go to work the next day believing it's going to be done.
That's it.
And then when it doesn't happen, we still believe for another one. Well, all we really have to do, and this goes back to the little free one I threw before about tithes and offering, about our system and our standard. If we do things in line and in order with God and the power that is in us, that omnipotent power, see, that's where we got to really clear the way here, is because if he's an omnipotent God, and it says that he can come and dwell in me, that I can have omnipotent spirit that works through me. That does not make you strong. That does not make you bad. That does not make you special. What it makes you is rooted and grounded in him, that when he comes and dwells in you, it's the omnipotent spirit, that nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. But number one, we must do it through Jesus' name, because it says that we will be able to cast out demons, that they will speak in new tongues, they will take up serpents, and they and if they drink anything deadly, it will not by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will. See, will, and I'll share this with you, this is another free one, but every time you see will in the Bible, that is a promise. Every time you see shall, that is a promise from God that will not change. He says that it will happen. If you exercise your authority and the power that is in you by the name of Jesus. Number two. Woo, Jesus. All right, so number one is in Jesus' name. Number two is by the word of God. Ephesians 6 and 17. Ephesians 6 and 17. And it reads, and take the helmet of salvation, which is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. See, here's number two. For you to exercise the authority of the power that dwells in you. It doesn't stop by, and listen. Yeah, we could take number one and say that's enough. But I think he gives us a continual principle that we don't get dormant and we keep working the process. Remember, repetition, easy, pleasure, often, habit. Repetition, easy, pleasure, often, habit. We develop a habit by repetitiously exercising our authority and the power that is in us by the name of Jesus. But number two, by the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
We can also find that in 1 John 3 and 8. Let me read that one real quick for you. Hold on. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For his purpose, the Son of God was manifested that we might destroy the works of the devil. See, for us to destroy the works, we have to use the word. For us to destroy the works, we have to use Jesus' name. Number three. Now, number one was Jesus' name. Number two was the word of God. Number three is the Holy Spirit. These are the steps that we must exercise the authority of the power that dwells in us. Number one, Jesus Christ, the word of God. Number three, the Holy Spirit. Let's go to John 20 and 22. Ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, then they are retained. But it must be that you, this is a command from Christ. I know your Bible reads red right now. And it says in John 20 and 22, it says, and then when he said this to them, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Number one, Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, the Holy Spirit. That's also found in Acts 1 and 8 and Matthew 12 and 28. Matthew 12 and 28, that's that dunamis Holy Spirit power.
Woo!
I'm having a Holy Ghost moment right now.
Hallelujah.
That is that power that dwells in me.
Come on.
And you got to claim it the same way. The power that dwells in you. Remember, this is personal. Provoking is you taking a personal walk. Provoking is you saying, okay, I got the fellowship, I got the studies, provoking is me taking my step higher. Me saying that enough is enough is enough is enough is enough is enough, and then I'm not going to let it happen to me. I'm going to go higher. Number one, these are the five steps for exercising the authority and the power that lives in you. Jesus' name, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit. Now watch this one, because some of them think they all work together. Number four is the blood of Jesus. Revelation 12:11.
See,
family, it takes more than one thing. He's given us a lot of ammunition that when we exercise the authority that lives on the inside of us, now you see that omnipotent power come out of you.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for God.
Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the test. See, they had something greater. Oh, Jesus. It was by the blood. The blood of Jesus gives us strength. It just doesn't wash away all your sins. It just doesn't make you white as snow. It just doesn't cleanse you up. What it does is it gives you that power.
Hey, glory.
Because it says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. But not only the blood of the Lamb. Watch, he even threw this one in there. He said, and by the word of their testimony. See, the blood was just not shed for an anniversary of Easter. And I'm not knocking Easter. Please do not say Pastor Ed did that. Now, personally, I'm not really into all this. Every day is an Easter to me. Every day is a Christmas to me. Every day is a new day for me to give God more of me. So I'm not knocking anything that we do repetitiously. But what I am saying, that blood is just not for a celebration in April or May. I mean, March or April. That is a celebration daily. Because they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. So when you're exercising your authority, you got to remember to include the blood. When you are exercising the power that is in you, you got to exercise the blood. You got to stop using your name. You got to stop using your words. You got to get away from your spirit. And your blood is not worth a dime. We have to
come
use the blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. And then the word of your testimony. You got to tell somebody how good he is.
Hey!
You got to stop keeping it to yourself. It was meant to be told. Those that don't hear, those that see you coming, oh, here she come. So what? Keep telling about how good he is, because eventually they're going to get online and they're going to have a circumstance in their life that is going to be resemblance to something you went through, and then they're going to be able to say, you know what? I know you just wouldn't quit. And I heard your testimony year after year. But one day it happened to me, and now I believe. It didn't say they was gonna get on right, they was gonna get on it right away. But it didn't say you had to stop giving it away. We are supposed to give that testimony away to whoever won't listen. Sister Ruby, she said at the beginning of it. I'm just trying to be obedient to my commitment to New Destiny Ministry. And my commitment to doing what God told me to do. It didn't come into my thinking, because I was just trying to be a man of to be honorable, that when I looked around and it was halfway through the session, I was sitting there, God, people are looking at me. And I'm just as loud and just as crazy as I was. I'm in my office today, but I was just walking around and looking up to the Lord, saying, "Can I say this?" But you know what? That is what God wants us to do. He wants us to say it. He wants us to tell it. He wants us to proclaim it to everybody. Your testimony, baby, ain't dead just because it was 10 years ago. Your testimony might help somebody today.
Yes.
Oh, I ain't been through nothing. Well, if that's true, call me later because I want to know how you did it. But, you know, if you don't have a new testimony, keep telling the old one.
Mm.
But I know. You got a new testimony every day if you're walking in this rooted and grounded life of Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Don't quit. Don't stop. Keep telling it. Shout it all over the world because you will win the war. You will do what God said do. When you do it by the blood and by the testimony of your circumstances.
Mm.
Number one, in Jesus' name. Number two, the Word of God. Number three, the Holy Spirit. Number four, was by the blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Number five, and I know some people are going to be like, I can't do this one.
Yes.
But at number five, we must speak the truth.
Lord,
we must say it the way it's supposed to be said. John 14:6. And Jesus said to them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. See, that's the truth.
Man, you're preaching today. Lord, have mercy.
That is the truth. Greater is he that is in me than in the evil that is in the world. That's the truth.
Woo!
See, our testimony in the world, and when we start to exercise the power of God, we got to tell the truth, family.
Amen.
Come on.
And we got to tell the truth all the time. Not have truth. Not just the truth to get that check today. Not just the truth to get this going. We got to tell the truth.
My God.
I remember the testimony that evangelist was telling me about the car situation with her. She could have went in there and buffled up some numbers, and she could have went in there and falsified this and falsified that, but you know what she did? She told the truth.
Yes,
and the Word of God says the truth will what? Set you free. See, when you get free, that's when the car comes.
Mm.
When you get set in truth, that's when the bill get paid. When you get set in truth, that's when all is already taken care of, and there's nothing else you got to worry about because we serve an omnipotent God that nothing is impossible for. But not only do I serve him, but he dwells in me. He resides. He has taken up residence. Can you see it? Can you see it on your spiritual blackboard on the inside that God has come and impartated inside of you and has resided? He has taken up residence in you. Because you are rooted and grounded in God. Romans 8:32. And this is filled with the truth. And it says, and this is Jesus. And Jesus, let's go back to 31. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word and my disciples indeed, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
So
you worry about you want to know what the truth is? Stay in the word.
Come on.
Stay in Jesus. Just stay in Jesus. That's all it takes. Just stay in Jesus.
Woo.
See, the power is in us, but there are steps, and these steps will help us to exercise with the omnipotent power. I mean, aren't you sick and tired of going to lay hands on somebody and they tell you a week later they're still sick?
Amen.
Aren't you sick and tired of praying for something that you know God already said was yours, but it just ain't coming?
Lord Jesus.
Maybe it's just a process. Maybe we're just leaving out a little something that we could get today that will take us to another level. But here, I got to go back to this part because this is very, very important. It must be you. If you don't hear anything else I say today, this is what the Lord is putting on my heart to shout out to everybody. Mm-hmm. Today must be the day that you make your call your call.
My God.
Today must be the day that you embrace him as your God, not my God. Today must be the day that you accept your call in him, because you are going to start to root and ground your life totally into him. I know you're married, yes. I know you got this, I know you got that. Oh, yeah, I know you got that going on, too. But all that must be set aside. And today must be the day that you say, I am not going to do it this way no more. I am gonna ground myself in him.
Lord, help us.
I am going to root myself in him, that nothing can shake me.
Oh, glory.
So we got to understand that, you know, people can come and go. God got to stay right here with me. People can talk about me. People can throw me under the curb. People can do all this. But I can tell you one thing I know for sure. God will be here for me.
Yes, God.
He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you if you're rooted and grounded in him. See, the principles that come from God's word must be taken as personal, and understand that if we want to see the power, we have to activate the power by walking in the power. I mean, enough is enough. We go through year after year after year, and believe it or not, before you know it, it'll be Christmas, and we'll be celebrating 2014. And it just seems like it was just 2013, January.
Come on.
And this time is going faster and faster and faster, and it seems like we got less time to get more stuff done. But when we get rooted and grounded in him, every time we re-celebrate a new year, we're going into a new level. Our lives must begin to go higher, higher, higher. Get out of dormancy. Get out of old ways of doing things. Make this thing personal. Yes, come to church every Sunday and let's fellowship. Yes, let's have a Bible study. Yes, but let's get us together. It must be personal. You must embrace it as truth. And the word says, this isn't me, but the word says, if you abide in my word, this is back in John 8:31, then Jesus said to those Jews who believe, stop. There was a lot of Jews out there, but to those that believe, he said, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the what?
Truth.
And the truth shall make you free. When? Right now.
Right now, right now.
Right now. No more waiting, family. No more putting it off, family. I'm talking about right now. Today is the day for your change. Today is the day for your newness. Today is the day for enough is enough is enough is enough, and to get rooted and grounded in God.
Bless you today, Jesus.
Yes, I love the stories. I love to know how powerful he is, but we already established that, right? There's nothing he hasn't created. And everything
my
he created
God
was created
God
for his good purpose.
Yes, Lord. Bless
we established goodness. We established that you know, we gotta get some understanding. And we gotta understand not only what we think we wanna know, we gotta understand everything. The width, the length, the depth, that's all. Everything in this world was made by that. So we gotta get some understanding. We gotta get deep in some stuff. We gotta go deeper. And then as we go deeper, then it will be him that dwells in us, and the real omnipotent God will come to life in you. Yes, we would love to see I think I'm happy with this because right now I got so much energy that I can go play basketball, run 5 miles, and do because it's God in me. People say, how do you do it every day? And I say, one simple reason. I got him in me, not on me. Because I can take a coat off and hang it up. And that anointing is going to stay in the closet. I can put a pin on my shoulder that says, I love Jesus. But when I take that pin off, that pin sits there on the counter. But when I let the omnipotent, the all-powerful, the impossible miss of power come inside me, now I can exercise it in the world. Now I don't have to be conformed to the world because it's him in me that has powered me, one. It's him in me that has taught me how to do exactly what he wants me to do.
My God.
But to exercise, now watch this. We're going to go over those 5 steps one more time. Number one, and these are put in order by the Holy Spirit. Number one, Jesus' name. Don't forget. Don't use nobody else's name but Jesus.
Nobody else's name.
There's no other word that means nothing else to nobody but the word of God. Number two. Number three, the Holy Spirit. Number four, here you got to add in another additive, the blood of Jesus. Let's just stop celebrating the death, the burial, and the resurrection and understand that this blood was left for a reason. This blood gives us power. This blood keeps us alive. This blood connects us.
The blood! I almost...
Number five, the truth. We got to tell it just like the T.I. is.
Hallelujah.
We got to stop preaching the sermons that people want to hear. We got to start writing the lessons that just get us on this and get us in this book and get us in that book. We gotta stop going just to the conferences that only want to hear about money or just want to hear about this and just bring here. You know, it all comes together. God says that if you allow me to dwell in you, everything else is taken care of.
Come on.
Now that's a prosperity message for you right there. Anything you want, anything you need. It lies in the power that lies in you. Any questions you have, any doubts that may come up, any circumstances that just don't look like it looks good, if the power is in you, there's nothing that you can't handle. There's nothing that can come against you. There's no one that can destroy you because God is in you. And if God is with you, no man can be against. As we close, I just want to share a couple more things on this principle because I want us to be clear that there's a lot to do. It just does not stop with those 5 steps. Yes, those 5 steps gives us the authority to exercise the power that's in us. But there are some things that we must do to solidify these steps to go into place. Family, you got to put on the whole armor of God.
Put it on.
You can't just put on the helmet. You can't just carry the shield. You can't just have a sword. You can't just take through your boots. You got to put on the whole armor of God. Hey, and not only the whole armor of God, you got to be vigilant. Do you know what a vigilante is? A vigilante is someone who goes out and fights for good that no one may ever know. But they are vigilante means that they don't quit. Us as children of God, we have to be vigilant.
My God.
Here's another thing. We gotta have no fear, and we also have to have a sound mind. We got to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, not our might. You must also be sharper than any two-edged sword. Don't forget to be more than a conqueror. Don't forget that
Lord,
you've been reconciled to all things. Don't forget that you got the power to say, get thee behind me. In Romans 8:31, with God for us, with God in us, with God around us,
come
who
on,
can be against us?
What's
to worry about? What's the hold up? Because the word, and it says, remember we already processed this. We have to get rooted in this word. So everything I just said to you came from the word. Put on the whole armor of God. Ephesians 6:11. Be vigilant. 1 Peter 5:8. No fear with a sound mind. It's 2 Timothy 1:7. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. It's Ephesians 6:10. Sharper than any two-edged sword comes Hebrews 4:12. More than a conqueror. Everybody knows that one. Romans 8:37. Be reconciled to all things. Colossians 1:20. Get thee behind me comes from Mark 8:33. Who can be against us if God is for us comes from Romans 8:31. That's all the word. See, I put myself where? Back in the word.
Back in the word.
Yes, those steps came together through the form of the Holy Spirit, but it came from the word. Do you see how the power in us works? It works just like the power we set it to be. So today, I know it's done. I've already seen the Lord release it. When you say it's gone, he's already taking it away right now.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Today is the day for you. Today is your personal declaration.
Come
on. Today is the day that you get off of all other people's stuff and you got to make this thing personal.
Make it personal.
And you got to accept the fact that everything we've been preaching about, everything we've been talking about, has to be believed by you and embraced as truth. And freedom is right around the corner. Heavenly Father God, we thank you today, Lord. We just bless you, Lord. We thank you for your word to go forth, Heavenly Father God. We know it's not returning to you, void, but Lord, make it not return to us, void. Let us see the power in your word, Heavenly Father God. Let us see the immediate change in your word, Heavenly Father God. Let us see you move in our lives immediately when we make a personal declaration to you. To become rooted and grounded in you, Lord. To be only about your business. And, Lord, let us exercise the authority and the power of Jesus Christ that lives in us. We won't forget to use your son's name. We'll stand on your word. We accept your Holy Spirit. And, Lord, we recognize that your blood works today just like it did then.
Yeah,
and Lord, we pray to speak the truth. And we pray to speak the truth to all the nations, to all creatures, to everything, everybody, everyone. And look, Lord, we pray that you get the glory, you get the honor, and you get the praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Man of God, I tell you, God has brought you back home with power. Power and might. That's, you spoke under the unction of the Holy Ghost today. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What I love about it, you know what? The Bible says a fool shouldn't err. Because you weren't filibustering. This is meat for our soul. And he gave you scripture to go with it. And I just thinking about what you've gone through and just thinking about you being away with your family, it's something about when you go home. When you go back home and you have an opportunity to sit and be in the midst of family, something that you have to witness to. Some that you see still haven't changed their minds, still living the same old way. You come back fortified, strengthened,
And I hear that in you today, Pastor Hamilton. Glory to God. Now this is a lesson. This is what needs to be put on you. These are the kind of messages that the world needs to hear. Not something to make us feel good and make us jump and shout, and then after we finish, we go on back to living like we was before we heard the message. Oh, I can't add nothing to this message.
Mm.
And I certainly can't take nothing away. The Holy Ghost has spoken today through Pastor E. Hallelujah. 5 principles that we need to exercise in our authority, with authority and power. Man, this is what I have to go back. This is what I have to go back and listen to. Hallelujah. We had about 10 or 11 callers on the line. I'm going to give it over to Sister Ruby to open up the lines. Oh, God. It's not. People of God, I just want you to know this one, as all of them, they're recorded in heaven. And you have something on earth, you can go back into the archives. You can go to our website and listen to this message again in its entirety. And what Pastor Hamilton does, he recreates the message and load it up on YouTube. Tell your friend, invite somebody to listen to this word. This was an awesome word on today. God bless you. We thank God for Pastor Hamilton. He just returned home to Houston, Texas yesterday. And you know, when you're flying backwards and forwards and changing planes and all that, that's wear and tear. But this man of God, he have a love for God's word. And he have a special love for the household of faith. He's about God's business. He's on his assignment. And I asked him, are you all right? Are you feel up to it? Because I heard a little tiredness, but he said, I'm ready. Ah, glory to God. And you know he was ready because God had given him strength and given him power to come on this line and say, thus say the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless you today. Sister Ruby, open up the line. If anybody have any questions that you'd like to ask Pastor Hamilton, he's here for a few more minutes to do that. Anybody need any prayer right now, we're right here standing in agreement, standing in the gap with you. Sister Ruby, God bless.
Yeah, praise the Lord. We have a new number that I don't know of maybe or haven't got. Area code 662-6072. Your line is open.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hello?
Can you greet us, caller?
662-6072.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Wonderful. How about yourself?
How are you?
I'm good.
Who are we speaking with?
Deborah.
Well, hello, Deborah. How are you today?
I'm good.
Well, we thank God for you being here today.
I'm glad to be here.
Amen, amen. Who invited you? How did you hear about the radio broadcast?
I seen it on Facebook.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we certainly thank God for you. You have any special needs, any prayer requests that you'd like, or any questions that you would like to ask of Pastor Hamilton today? You're free to do so.
I just want to pray for strength and a peace of mind.
Amen. Amen. Tell me your first name again.
Deborah.
Okay, Deborah. Well, Deborah, we thank God for you. We're going to touch and agree right now for your strength and for your level of willingness to go for God, because that took a choice for you to call today. So, Heavenly Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we touch and agree with Deborah right now. Lord, we pray for protection around and about her right now, Lord. We pray that as she has stepped forward for you, Lord, that you will step forward for her. Lord, give her power. Lord, give her the anointing of the Holy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father God, we pray for anything that's around and about her that is not in line with your will, that, Lord, you will weed those things out, Heavenly Father God. We pray for right now that as she say yes to you, that, Lord, you will show her, that you will guide her, and that you will lead her to exactly where you would have her to be. Lord, we thank you today, Lord, that it's already done. We pray right now that if she has accepted it, that if we have touched and agreed in it, Heavenly Father God, we pull down from the heavenlies, that, Lord, it's already in process right now, and it's complete. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen. We thank God for you, Deborah.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We're going to another area code, same as 662-6838. Your line
Hello.
Is open. Yes, praise the Lord. You can go for it.
My name is Yolanda. I'm from Cleveland, Mississippi.
Oh,
I would like prayer today.
Mm.
You wanted prayer today, you said?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, yes, I do.
Okay, then.
Anything
your name again?
Mississippi?
Yolanda
okay,
Hood.
Pastor Hamilton.
Anything specific, Sister Yolanda?
No, I just need prayer.
Okay, well, Yolanda, well, you know what? So do I. So we're going to pray for each other. You know, that's something that we can never ask enough of or get enough of. And we should continually give that thing out and ask for it and everything. But first of all, as you being a believer and me being a believer, everything we speak right now, God is going to put into place. These are words from him. I have no idea what he's about to say, but we are just going to touch and agree, Yolanda, right now that God's will be done. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray for our sister right now, Yolanda. Lord, we pray, first of all, for her joining this fellowship, Heavenly Father God. We pray for her right now that, Lord, she has come to hear your word, Heavenly Father God, for an immediate change. Lord, we pray right now, Lord, that you would give her an extra special anointing on her life right now, Lord Jesus, that anything that she's been going through, Lord, it'll be done. That anything that she's having problems with, Lord, you'll make a clear path. And Heavenly Father God, we pray right now that you will show her that you desire for her to be rooted and grounded in you. That, Lord, that you have desired for the call on her life to come to life today. So, Lord, right now, I pray right now that she will step up, that she will claim, and that she will go out and proclaim your word to the nations. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We thank you, God,
Amen.
For Yolanda.
Amen. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Latasha. Latasha.
Wait, Sister Ruby, 1 second.
You can.
Sister Ruby, 1 second.
Oh, hello?
I'm here. I'm here. I'm back.
Oh, Latasha.
Okay, Sister Yolanda, how did you hear about our broadcast?
She was
did anybody
on yesterday.
Invite you on?
Evangelist Bernard, she
Hello?
Was on yesterday.
Yes.
I was on
Yolanda?
Yesterday, Latasha.
Oh, okay. God bless you then. Amen. All right. Thank you.
I came on when the lady was, Sister T was praying. So I heard the whole message.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless. And Yolanda, if you're ever looking for an encouraging word, I'm on Facebook, Edward Pastor E. Hamilton, or Provoke to Purpose Ministries. We have messages. We have events. We have all kinds of stuff on there. If you want to friend me and check us out on there, we have a lot of good stuff going on.
Okay. It's
Did you want a prayer?
Great.
Or?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Who was next?
Are you speaking to Latasha or Yolanda?
Speaking to Latasha.
Okay, Sister Latasha, you're not. Thank you, sweetheart. This is another young lady came on for this week, Pastor Hamilton. She's out of the New Jersey area. God bless you, Sister Latasha.
Yes, how are you? I was late getting on because for some reason I didn't write the number down and I couldn't find on my Facebook page. It just seemed like everything just went blank. I couldn't find out. I'm trying to type in the website. I couldn't even think of the name. I kept saying new somebody. Then I went to my Kindle to see if I had it in my Kindle. But anyway, I finally found it and tuned in. And then I looked at my phone. The battery is about so low. So I said, okay, I get what I could get, and then I'll just tune in tomorrow. Because I left the phone on the counter when I left out the house. So the whole time as he's talking, I keep looking at the battery. I said, I know normally this phone would have died because the phone is so low. I said, I'd take at least 20 minutes of it. And I'm still on past an hour, and I'm looking at the battery like, this phone would have been died.
The word, God had that word for you.
Yeah, look, that's, see, that's God.
I'm still looking at the battery.
See, that is your testimony. See, you God just gave you a testimony that you need to tell a lot of people.
Wow.
I know he is pulling me. I know he wants me, and I know he's pulling me, and right now I'm just listening. But giving my life over, it's a fight with all the work, the worldly things and people and things that, you know, keep you in evil spirits or in evil thoughts, in your flesh, your body. But I still could feel him pulling me and telling me, you know, it's time. So, you know, as they say, you know, please be patient with me because I know he's not through with me yet. It's just a process. You know, like I don't want to let him down and just try something. Oh, okay, I gave my life to God today. And then tomorrow I sin. So I have to really get filled and I have to really get it right. So when I say it, I mean it. I won't sin or fall short or ask for forgiveness, which we all have to do. But if you're going to do it, do it. So I have to be replenished or refilled to have the strength so that I can be able to start fighting and be able to, you know, be strong to say, I'm going this way. I'm not going that way. I can't do this. I can do that, you know. So I just lost my job that I had for 16 years.
Lord, have mercy.
Really hurt. It hurt so bad.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Jeez.
But God.
But, you know, I don't know because I'm having a very hard time right now. But
well,
in this time, I will be leaving. Go ahead.
Yolanda, let me just interject right here for a second. I hear everything you said. The number one thing that you said is that he's pulling. The number one thing that's coming into my spirit right now that he has a call on your life. And when the Lord speaks, see if you heard the most of the message I was sharing a little bit on there about the war of the mind. You have the subconscious mind, which is the world. You have the conscious mind, which is God. Those two factions war against each other. When God speaks to us, especially when we're not totally rooted and grounded in him, the enemy is going to come with every bit of artillery he can to deter you, to discourage you, and to throw you off path. What I'm saying to you today is do. Your responsibility right now is to step up to the call that God has on your life. When you put God first, everything else will be all right. Everything else that looks like it's not working good for you right now, you said you're having a hard time right now. You're going to have a worse time until you step up and say, you know what, no matter what comes, no matter how it comes, and no matter what it looks like, I am going to stand on the promises of God. Watch God move in your life immediately. I'm not talking about a 5-year, 2-year, 3-year plan. I'm talking about an immediate choice. When you say, I see what you're trying to do, enemy, I find that thing. I put you behind me because I got a call on my life, and I'm going to call it out what it is. I'm not going to sit around and say enough is enough is enough is enough. I am going to do what God told me to do. Now, if the enemy can make you doubt, fear, or question that call, he's winning the battle. Well, we bind that right now. We stand in agreement with you right now. And we pray for a hedge of protection around and about you, your family, your household, your whole environment. But I'll say to you right now, when you step forward, everything that's in your life that's not edifying and lifting up God, I dare you to get rid of it. I dare you to take another stand and stand on him. And I know it don't look good right now. I know it may not feel good right now, but I can say in confidence that if you will do what God is calling you to do, the rest of it will go away. And yes, you're going to still have some circumstances. Yes, there's going to still be some stuff come up, but the one thing that I know that won't happen is that you won't be defeated. In Jesus' name. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. So, Yolanda, wait, that was Yolanda before. What's your name again?
Latasha,
you know, I really would like you to friend me on Facebook. It's Edward Pastor E. Hamilton, or you could go to Provoke to Purpose Ministries. Please send me a friend invite. I'd like to share some information with you, and I'd like you to join us into our prayer family. I'd like to keep you connected with New Destiny, Provoke to Purpose, and everything else, because this is the time you need us.
Yeah.
So please send me a friend request, and let's connect.
Okay.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to Sister Albertine. Sister Albertine.
Thank you. Praise the Lord, Saints. Praise the Lord, Evangelist Bernard.
God bless you.
Pastor Hamilton. Thank you. Thank you so much. That word. I'm sitting here with Kim, by the way. Kim Bowie is with me. Say hi, Kim.
Hi, lovely. I'm here. We're fellowshipping together with all of you.
And we're just listening to this powerful, powerful word of God that is so ministered to my spirit today. When I woke up this morning, I hardly have a voice because of so much hurt in my spirit, and I've been praying and fasting and asking God. But that five-point step that you broke down today just really, really opened up the word of God in my spirit and just ministered to me. And had me, because sometimes we get confused because of things we just don't understand and we don't know how to approach God for certain things, and we don't know how to pray, or we don't know who do we turn to, who do we ask today. And God will always send a word. And that word you sent today was so powerful because I got up this morning and I was down in my spirit.
That's right.
Six
this morning, I know.
But I knew
you sent
the word. I knew it. And it's all right. I know it's going to be okay because I've been praying and asking God to make some decisions about my house and to make some decisions about my business. And, you know, the enemy will always throw up stuff to deter you. Well, God, if God was going to help you, this would have happened. Well, where is God? If God would help you, how come this is this? And all of that doesn't matter, because the only thing that matters is God's word and it's the truth. And if we believe
it, hallelujah.
That's it. That settles it. And what you said today is so right on time. And I so believe it. I'm glad I fellowship with Kim today. I'm glad we were able to hear the Lord led her to call me this morning. I picked her up. We came today and we just we're in my salon just fellowshipping and listening to the word. And this is what it's all about. No holds barred. It's just a raw, uncut version of the Lord God, his word. And just giving it right to us and just receiving it in our spirit. And thank you, Pastor Hamilton. And thank you, Evangelist Bernard, for your ministry and allowing people such as Pastor Hamilton and all the other people to come aboard. It's a blessing. It truly is a blessing.
Hallelujah.
I thank you. And I'm going to continue to pray for you, Pastor Hamilton, to stay, you know, stay strong, stay connected to God, because that word is powerful, as well as Evangelist Bernard. I pray for you all the time. Kim, you want to say something?
Yes, I wanted to say something. You guys are, everyone is so awesome, wonderful, wonderful spirits of excellence. And I wanted to say to the lady who, I forget her name, who was saying she wanted to wait. There's no time to wait. I agree with the word, prophetic word, but I just want to say from one woman to another, she was led to call for a reason to do what she needed to do, is to rededicate or to give her life to Christ, because tomorrow, the next hour is not promised to her. And
Come on now.
Because it's a right now deliverance, and she can't wait. When God calls, you have to answer when he calls. And so she needs to go on and receive that wonderful word that was spoken over her, the prayer that was just heard. That's the enemy lying to her to make her think she can afford to wait. She can't afford to wait, because what she thinks she can get together, she can't get together. That's why she called this line, because you guys are going to speak that word to help her. Because the only way she's going to get it together is to go on and give her life, rededicate it, or give it right now so that God can get it together. She's not even qualified. She's not even qualified to get it together. That's why she called this line today.
Amen.
And amen.
Hallelujah.
I love you all.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to Sister Dawn. Sister Dawn.
Bless the Lord for that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Sister Dawn.
Hallelujah.
Sister Dawn.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, I'm right here.
Oh, God bless. Did you have anything you wanted?
I was on the line earlier on this mother number. Did you remember that number?
Yeah, then you went off. I think Evangeline Bernard brought in there. But you got anything to say, Dawn? We're glad to hear your voice.
Yeah, I would like for you guys to pray for Miss Mother. The lady I work for, Miss Mother, daughter-in-law. She's been battling with cancer, but she had just found another spot on her. So I would like for you all to pray for her. So she had two or three operations, and they're going to operate on her again. So can you do that for me, please? I appreciate you all.
What's her name?
Her name is Lynn Meador, M-E-A-D-O-R.
Lynn, okay, mm-hmm. All right. Lynn is good. Okay, well, first of all, I just want to put it out there that my faith believes that she's already healed. Now, I just need to hear from you that your faith believes that she's already healed, too.
I say that prayer this morning, and thank you, yes.
Hallelujah. Now, I already know that my sister's in agreement with this, so we're going to pray for a prayer of action. We are going to pray right now that Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we like-minded believers that have you grounded in us, Heavenly Father God, we touch and agree in the spirit right now, Heavenly Father God, for immediate action, Lord. We pray right now, Lord, that all the prayers of the righteous men, they avail of much. So as we pray right now, Lord, we believe. We trust that you have guided in her surgery have already been fixed. Lord, we pray right now, Lord, that whatever the circumstance is, whatever she had to go through to get to this point, that you, Lord, you will prove yourself as the God of healing, as the God of forgiveness, and the God of love. Lord, we trust you right now that, Lord, we're just bringing down the thing that you've already said is done. We are touching and agreeing in the spirit to see your power move on the behalf of Sister Lynn. So Heavenly Father God, give us all a testimony today. Give us a testimony that we can go tell the nation of just how good and powerful and omnipotent that you are. We accept it today, Lord, that you're that powerful. We accept it today, Lord, that you can heal her. Lord, we accept it today that, Lord, you've already done it. And, Lord, we pray for not our will to be done, but your will to be done immediately in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, Lord. We praise you today, Lord. And we magnify you, Jesus, because it's already done. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
It's done.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless you.
Done.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We're going to Prophet Michael on the line.
God bless you.
God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. God bless you, man of God, Pastor Hamilton.
Yes, sir.
There's really... let me say this. I thank God for Jesus. And secondly, I just want to thank God for Evangelist Bernard being my friend, being a woman of God, being a faithful servant to the Lord.
Yes, Jesus, yes.
At this time, I'm unable to come on the program and minister because of a different schedule that God has given me, but God will now periodically have me to call in at appointed times. And of course, there are different anointings for each service, you know.
Yeah.
The anointing that I feel now is an anointing, Pastor Hamilton, the anointing that God has released on this service, I really just sense it's an anointing to comfort, to heal, to restore, to build up, to edify, to encourage, to let the people know. And first, I thank God also for you being obedient to the Holy Spirit.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
And that's why this type of anointing is released, so that the people who are in need of comfort can be comforted. Mm-hmm. The people who need to be healed can and will be healed and are healed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Jesus.
And the people who are experiencing confusion, that those things would simply leave their life. There is such a peaceful anointing, an anointing that Jesus walked in, the anointing of comfort.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
It's on the line now.
Jesus.
I feel and sense that anointing to really heal, not only physically but emotionally.
Yes, Jesus.
The confusion that's been in people's lives. And Pastor Hamilton,
Jesus,
I thank God for your obedience. I thank God for your heart of compassion to minister to the sheep of God.
Yes,
glory to God. And I just want to add to that by simply saying that we are in the third trimester in a birthing process. And as you well know, there is great difficulty when you are about to give birth.
Yes.
The greatest struggle is when you are about to give birth to something. There is a necessity like never before to push, to push, to push for that birthing to be completed. I sense prophetically that the reason for the attack and the onslaught is because the enemy knows he cannot stop the birthing, but the labor pains are increasing. The labor pains are increasing. The difficulty of the birth is increasing, but the most difficult time before the birth is the labor pains intensify.
Yes.
People of God, I don't want you to be afraid of the intensity because the birth is next. The birthing of the vision, the promise, the dream, the expectation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But if we stay steadfast, unmovable, and unshaken, and always abounding in the Word of God, Jesus will get us through the birthing pains. And as soon as we receive the baby, the child, the birthing of the promise, we will forget those pains. We will forget the difficulties. We will forget the trouble. We will forget it. We will forget it. We will have a Manasseh. Glory to God. We will have our Manasseh.
Hallelujah.
And our Ephraim. We will have the twins. We will have the Manasseh and the Ephraim. God has caused me to forget my trouble in my land of affliction. These were Joseph's sons. These were Joseph's sons. God will cause me to forget my trouble in my land of affliction. And even though you go through the affliction, the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver him out of them all. And on the sermon on the Sermon in the Mount in Matthew 5, he said, "Blessed are those that mourn, for they shall be comforted." Now, mourn is a person who has lost something or is going through extreme difficulty or extreme trouble. But God's called you blessed. Why? Because he knows that after the mourning comes the comfort.
Yes.
That spirit of comfort that the Holy Spirit has released through Pastor Hamilton's ministry, it's an awesome anointing, man of God. It's an anointing to heal. It's an anointing to comfort. And it's anointing to give peace in the time of a storm. And so everyone who's listening, I want to simply encourage you. You are at your place of birthing. The devil cannot stop it. Stay focused. Just continue to push and know that it's not you that will bring the delivery to pass, but it is the Lord Jesus Christ himself who does all things well, for nothing is impossible for him. He will bring your delivery to pass. Just trust him and have faith, and all is well in Jesus' name.
My God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
No, he was not on the line, and he just came on the line, Pastor Hamilton, and some of the things you said, even when you say shall and will, anytime you see the word shall and will, it's a promise.
Promise.
It's a promise. This man of God, Prophet Michael, just got on the line, and he has already confirmed some of the wording, some of the words that the Lord had Pastor Hamilton to minister on this. See, God always confirms his word.
Yes, he does.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
He confirms his word. And this is the second time this week that we have spoken on this line, and God has had the man of God to come on at the closing almost and confirm God's word. God wants to encourage us.
Yes, yes.
God wants us to know we are
special. And there's nothing, Sister Latasha, too hard for God. Oh, God, I bless you today.
Thank you, Jesus.
We just thank the Lord. We're going to have our final comments from Sister Ruby, and I see Sister T on the line. Sister T, we sung happy birthday today. It's her birthday, and we just want you all to join us as we just celebrate her birthday. She's been a faithful supporter of this broadcast, and Pastor Hamilton sung for her earlier. So I'm going to give it back into the hands of Pastor Hamilton after Sister Ruby have a comment, and then Sister T will open up the lines for you. Amen. Sister Ruby.
Oh, praise the Lord. I can let Sister T go. It just was a blessing, Pastor Hamilton, all of what the Lord has done in your life and brought to you. And Prophet Michael, he just come on as the Lord lead, and we're so thankful. Praise the Lord. Sister T, go forth. I left you last, so maybe you were the birthday girl today, sister. So I said, well, maybe Pastor Hamilton will sing that one tune for you. Praise the Lord. Go forth.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Sister T.
Oh, God bless you, Evangelist. Thank you, Pastor Hamilton, and all the saints of God. It's truly a blessing to be on the line today. That was a powerful word of God from Pastor Hamilton. And I just thank God for this ministry, and I thank God for you, Evangelist, and Mother Ruby, and just all the people that come on the line. It's truly a blessing to be a part of this ministry.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Back to you, Pastor Hamilton. If you could sing a little chorus for us, we appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, no problem at all. You know, I love to sing. Amen. Well, happy birthday to you, my sister. We thank God for you and your diligence to stick by Evangelist as she goes forward what God has her to do. And we just want to say thank you and happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. God bless you.
Amen. Well, we're giving it back over to you, Pastor Hamilton. We just want to say before we close, we thank God for Pastor Hamilton. Truly, we thank God for the sacrificial time that he gives to this radio broadcast. You know, he's on here faithfully every Friday, and we just appreciate him so very, very much. And I'm just touched when you find people that are faithful to the cause, faithful to the work, faithful to the love of God's people. It means so much. I mean, money came by this. Money came by this, and we know the Bible said money is the answer to all problems, but money came by that, amen, and it came by you, the special love of God and the favor that God graces us with each and every day. So we thank God for this man of God. We thank God for Prophet Davis, Michael Davis, coming and being with us, and all of you all, even Sister Latasha, that have joined us all this week. We praise God for you, and we're going to continue to pray for you. Thank God for Sister Ruby, man, and our switchboard. We're going to go back to Pastor Hamilton and let him have the final remarks, and he can close us out with the word of prayer. God bless y'all. Thank God for Sister Kim, who is with Sister Albertine, and they have been faithful listening to this broadcast for months, and she's out of California, so we gonna have a reunion. God gonna bless us to have a reunion where we can meet all of the lovely men and women of God that come on this line. That we God's gonna make that happen real, real soon. Amen. So back to you, Pastor Hamilton. We love you.
We love you too. Well, family, like I said, and this is just my reminder to everybody listening, this is a you time. This is a time for you to step your game up and a time for you to recognize that the power of the omnipotent God that we all believe in dwells in you. So no longer are there any impossibilities for you. No longer are there any obstacles, because we serve a God that can do all things. And it says that with God we can do anything, but without him we can do nothing. So stand on his promises. Stand on his word. And I know it's not as easy as most people would think, but I will profess today that if you will press forward, stand on his word, and on his promises, God will do more than you thought he could do. Because he did say that above, that he can do exceedingly abundantly above all we can think or ask. Get it out of your mindset. Just trust him that he is all-powerful and he's willing to do it for you. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father God, just bless our family today, Lord. Keep us safe, Heavenly Father God. Bless every broadcast that goes forth through Destiny Ministry, Lord, and let your word go forth. Lord, we pray for change, immediate rearranging. Lord, transform us by the renewing of our minds that we can leave this place different than we came. Change, rearrange, and transform. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We glorify you. And most of all, we give you all the honor. In your son Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
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 Beautiful.
Amen,
amen,
family. Talk to you next week.
I'm trying to request you on I'm trying to request you on Facebook, but I can't find you.
Edward Hamilton. It'll be, my first name is Edward, and then in the middle it will say P S T R E, Pastor E. That's an acronym for Pastor E, and then Hamilton, H A M I L T O N.
Amen. And if not, Sister Latasha, I'll give you a call and I'll give it to you. Sometimes we can't hear very clearly through the airwaves.
Exactly.
So I'll give you
and I am Evangelist's friend on her page too, so we can all connect.
Amen.
Okay.
All right,
amen. So we'll see you all again next week. We just want to thank, again, Prophet Michael Davis. He is the one that gave us this subject this week. We don't know what the Lord is going to do next week, but just stay tuned. We're looking forward to seeing you all on next week. And also remember Sunday morning, if you have any time to join us with corporate prayer, we're on at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, that's 8 o'clock Eastern Time, join Minister Gilly Burns and They Overcame. If you have a testimony that you would like to share with our radio audience, she is the host of that segment, Minister Gilly Burns,
good,
along with her husband, Elder Albert Burns. So God bless you, Sister Ruby. You can take us on out. Have a great weekend. Love you all.
Okay, I'm with the song I Am by Eddie James. Have a blessed weekend, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Sister Ruby?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello?
Okay,
yes.
You can take us on out with a song, Sister Ruby. God bless you all.
Oh, I had something. How great
is our God. Say with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great. How great is our God. And everybody just raise it. Everybody.
right now. Everybody, just lift your voice and just sing it. Come on.
How great is our God? Say with me, how great. How great.
One more time. Just raise your hands as high as you can in this place. Everybody.
Just lift your voice and say, how great.
Have a blessed weekend. We close then.